Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
A crop of new utility poles and wires is starting to appear around Charlotte. You've probably sped right by them and barely noticed. These poles are black metal, about the size of a wooden utility pole, with a strange cylinder on top. And those wires, you see them hanging from utility poles or sticking up out of the grass along the roadside. What could all this work be? We'll find answers just ahead on this episode of FAQ City. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanal. Let's begin. Hey guys, it's Nick Delacanal. One person who did notice all these new poles and wires is Houston Van Hoy.
I live in the South Park area, and over the last year or so, I've seen a lot of heavy cables being installed haphazardly throughout our area, plus other areas that are nearby, such as Arrowwood and Westinghouse. And I wondered why these were being put in. And then more recently, I think probably starting last summer, I started seeing unusual utility poles being put in. I haven't really seen any news stories about it, and that's why I wondered.
Van Hoy has been paying attention, very close attention. He talked with my colleague David Borax, who investigated this question for this episode of FAQ City. Hey, David.
Hello, Nick. When I talked with Van Hoy, he listed a half dozen specific locations where he's seen either wires or poles, mostly around South Park. And those poles have been spotted uptown as well. There's actually one right outside the window of WFAE Spirit Square studio where we produce Charlotte Talks. Van Hoy is curious, or maybe suspicious is the right word.
Not something about deep state as far as I'm concerned, but it just seems that somebody would tell us what was going on.
Van Hoy actually thinks it's all related to 5G. That's the speedier next generation of wireless communications that's being advertised everywhere right now. More about 5G in just a bit, but for now, let me just say that he's mostly right. To find out more, I got together with David Smith at Charlotte Department of Transportation, or CDOT. He's the guy in charge of permits for any work on or beside city streets. We went to visit one of these new black poles on a side street across from South Park Mall.
So what we're looking at is a Verizon wireless pole. This particular pole is a single use in that it's just for Verizon Wireless. What we try and do at CDOT is, where possible, push utilities to co-locate on existing poles, such as Duke Energy-owned streetlights. What you'll notice on this particular street is it's all Duke distribution poles, so there are no suitable streetlights to co-locate those antennas on. And obviously, if there's no infrastructure for the utility to attach to, then they're allowed to install their own poles, which is what has happened on this street.
So if I'm a wireless carrier and I'm building 5G here in Charlotte, what do I have to do?
So you need to come through CDOT, and we have close relationships with not just wireless carriers, but all the utilities that operate within the city rights of way.
So back to our black power pole here. It's about two stories tall. How many companies have the right to put these up right now?
So, good question. The main folks that are deploying at the moment are Verizon Wireless and AT&T. Sprint and T-Mobile are a little active, but less so.
And then there are independent companies that build poles and towers on behalf of wireless phone companies. But Smith said that's changing with 5G. For one thing, these are smaller than traditional mobile phone towers, and in some cases, they're closer together. Smith says now the big wireless carriers seem to favor building and owning their own poles. Verizon did not respond to our request for comment about where they're building. The company does have a map on its website that shows 5G coverage right now only in the South Park and Uptown areas. AT&T says its 5G is available in parts of Charlotte. T-Mobile's online map shows the most coverage over a wide area of Charlotte and beyond. A Sprint spokeswoman says only that they haven't announced plans for 5G in Charlotte. I guess it's not surprising that these competitors don't want to tip one another off about their plans. Smith didn't know how many 5G transmitters have gone up so far, but he says the major wireless companies plan to add several hundred over the next year or so. So what is 5G and why all the hype? And when will we have it? We talk to an expert when we come back on FAQ City.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
Hey everyone, we're back. I'm David Borax, and today on FAQ City, we're talking about 5G, that new wireless technology we're hearing all about. Did you see those Super Bowl commercials?
5G is going to change a lot of things. But luckily for all of us, not everything.
Hey, what you need, Mama? I'm trying to watch the game with my boys.
It works in the park.
Oh, okay.
Mama?
It works at the aquarium.
In the parking garage.
At the beach.
5G stands for fifth generation, which is where we are in the evolution of wireless phones. It's a big deal for a couple of reasons. First, eventually it'll be hundreds of times faster than today's 4G mobile phones. It's also faster than super-fast home data connections like Google Fiber. And the technology will connect all the self-driving cars, refrigerators, machines, and other gadgets on what's called the Internet of Things, where just about everything is connected to the network. Portland-based tech reporter Clint Finley of the tech mag Wired wrote the Wired Guide to 5G in December. We talked by Skype. What's all the hoopla about 5G?
The long-term promise is that, or I guess you could say medium-term promise, is that it's going to be just exponentially faster than 4G, that you'll be able to do things like download high-definition films, like 4K films in seconds instead of minutes, or, you know, as it might be today, like tens of minutes. The other big feature is lower latency, which means that the time it takes to get a response between two parts of the network. So that could be really important for applications in cars, any sort of connected car applications, self-driving cars, if we ever get that far.
Finley says another big promise of 5G is that its greater capacity will allow us to connect a lot more individual devices without overloading the network. And let me get technical for just a minute. Finley says the leap from 4G to 5G in some ways is not as technologically radical as the hype might make it seem. But one big difference is its use of more types of wireless spectrum. Those are the radio frequencies that mobile phones use to communicate with poles and towers. 5G will use current frequencies and some new ones that will eventually allow greater speeds.
The thing that's gotten the most attention is what people call the millimeter wave spectrum. That's what could enable the fastest speeds in 5G. But the limitation is that the distance that these waves can reliably travel is pretty short. Things like trees, people can get in the way pretty easily compared to the lower end of the spectrum that's traditionally been used for cell phones and analog radio.
That's why 5G transmitters will need to be closer together on poles and buildings and in more direct line of sight than today's 4G equipment. Finley says instead of having one big tower for an entire neighborhood, 5G eventually could have dozens of smaller antennas in the same area. He calls them microcells. Hope that wasn't too technical. I know what you really want to know is, when will we get this? Finley says don't hold your breath. It's still very early in the transition. Carriers like Verizon and T-Mobile are rolling out limited service in Charlotte, but the equipment will only be 20% faster than 4G. Full-speed 5G is a long way off.
It's not the, you know, the revolution that people talk about. I think we're a long way from seeing the millimeter wave speeds being really widely deployed. I think that could take a decade or more before we really see all of that.
That may be a good thing. To use 5G, you'll need a new phone, one that right now will cost you about $1,000. And there's another indication that 5G isn't here. Apple doesn't even have a 5G phone yet. Meanwhile, what about Houston Van Hoy's question about all those new cables? It might be 5G or it might not. Finley says eventually the phone companies want to connect their networks wirelessly, but for now they're using fiber optic cable, which could explain the large amount of new cable being buried and strung around town. But Charlotte Department of Transportation's David Smith, the right-of-way guy, says it also could be Google Fiber or other phone or cable companies expanding their networks.
Well, thank you, David, and thanks to Houston Van Hoy for the question. That's all for this week. You can check out past questions and answers at wfae.org/FAQCity, or find us on Spotify, the NPR One app, and Apple Podcasts. And let us know what you're curious about. Send your question to wfae.org/FAQCity, and we may just search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until then, I'm Nick Delek now.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.